In the name of Allah, hello and welcome to Spectrum Iran, Sa'a Television's weekly program focusing on topical issues concerning the Islamic Republic. As well as containing the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran also gives people the most accurate information on a number of subjects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us important wisdom in those sections that describe the lives of prophets of the past. The life story of every prophet furnishes us both with lessons in faith and with examples of how we should behave in time and society in which we live. Studying these life stories in detail, trying to grasp the wisdom they contain, and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we might do so, is the duty of every Muslim. Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him, known in the Bible as Joseph, is one of those prophets about whose life the Holy Quran has most to say. Almost all of chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, one of the longest in the Holy Quran, is devoted to his life and that of his family. Early on in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals that his life story contains important indications, proofs, and wisdom. In Yusuf and his brothers, there are signs of every one of those who want to ask. Chapter 12, verse 7. In this edition of Spectrum Iran, we have the pleasure of being joined by the filmmaker who used the Quranic story of Prophet Yusuf to turn it into a very successful series. He is none other than Farajullah Salahshur. Mr. Salahshur, welcome to this edition of Spectrum Iran, sir.
Salamu alaikum.
In the name of God.
Bande ham khidmat shoma va binandegan aziz.
And I express my warm greetings to you and the viewers of the beautiful channel of Sahar.
To help us with our discussion about the film of Prophet Yusuf, we also have the pleasure of being joined by a film critic and filmmaker on the phone, Mr. Nader Talibzadeh. Mr. Nader Talibzadeh, welcome to Spectrum Iran, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. It's great to be speaking to you, and I hope we have a good discussion.
Thank you, sir. Before we get into the discussion proper, let's take a listen to the introduction about the stories in the Holy Quran. Stay with us. Stories are those that are read in childhood when the soul is pure and clear and remembered for the rest of their lives. They are also passed on to generations. Through moral stories, the idea is to present the greatness of the humanity. Through moral stories, one can improve their moral values and can learn about the human life. In the Holy Quran, there exists a chapter, 28, by the name of Al-Ghasas, Narratives and Stories, which itself is proof that man is in need of narratives and stories. In many places in the same Holy Quran, stories of prophets, kings and nations have been mentioned. In addition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented issues pertaining to wars, peace, family, religion, society and other similar topics in the form of narratives and stories. By reading these accounts, the people can comprehend and distinguish the paths of progress and regress, and ascent and descent in every field, especially morals. The entire chapter 12, Yusuf, has been devoted to the story of prophets Yusuf, Joseph, and Ya'qub, Jacob, Zuleikha, and the brothers. In the beginning of the chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "We narrate to you, O Prophet, the most excellent of narratives by means of what we have revealed to you this Quran," the Holy Quran, chapter 12, verse 3. While in the concluding verse of this very chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "In their histories there is certainly a lesson for men of understanding. It is not a narrative which could be forged, but a verification of what is before it, and a distinct explanation of all things, and a guide and a mercy to a people who believe." The Holy Quran, chapter 12, verse 111. Indeed, one of the distinguished feats of the Holy Quran is this very story of Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him, which it refers to as the best of the narratives, and at the end of which it says, in these stories there is a lesson for those who desire to take a moral and adopt the path of the perfect men. Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. Farajullah Salashur, Yusuf the Prophet was the third film you made based on stories of the Holy Quran. Would you start by telling us why do you go for stories of the Holy Quran? Why do you opt for these kind of stories?
My interest in Quranic stories has two main reasons. The first one is that I grew up with Quran and I'm quite familiar with it and I love them. The second reason is the rich content of these stories. And then I know if based on these stories we make a film, people will enjoy the content and learn from it and take positive effects. Through making a Quranic film, I try to value people's lifetime. I don't want people's lifetimes to be wasted over non-valuable stuff. Usually, filmmakers and script writers limit themselves to their mentalities, but our mentality to give a message to the people of the world is not enough. I have gone to a very impeccable resource, and that is Holy Quran, because it has a complete word for people.
Now, in your professional view, sir, as a critic, give us your opinion on this particular series, Yusuf the Prophet.
First of all, I'd like to say my hello and greetings to Mr. Salashur. In continuing to answer your question, this is a series that became, in fact, very popular. It's quite successful in reaching the mass audience. Mm-hmm. They reacted very well. The story took a little while to pick up, the first five or six parts. But once the story picked up, it did attract a lot of audience from all levels of life. It attracted the clergy, it attracted students, it attracted the popular group of the masses in Iran. And this has been quite good. This is not the first time this has happened. Before, we've had the story of Mary, Saint Mary. And before that, there was another, the story of the group of the cave, which is another story in the Holy Quran. Therefore, it was quite successful, and it sort of paves the way for more stories. And there, as Mr. Salashir was mentioning, there's great interest and there's a lot of lessons to be learned from the Quran. It's a big challenge for filmmakers.
Okay. Mr. Salashur, tell us about the importance of making films and a series based on the Holy Quran. You said you want to use the most perfect book as your resource. Elaborate on that. How important is it to make these kind of religious films?
Well, I have to mention that first I have to send my warm greetings to Mr. Talibzadeh and thank him for joining us here. Quranic stories have some special characteristics which is quite quite be different from other kinds of stories, actually. That means, you know, filmmaking, the regular filmmaking and script writing, and the, which exist in the filmmaking world, actually the filmmaker and the script writer reflects the, his mentality to the script, the answers to the questions that he comes upon, answers himself. And this is rooted in the humanistic culture of the West. There, human beings do not consider any sources higher than themselves, and if there is a religion, unfortunately there is a religion which is distorted and which cannot fulfill many of the needs of the people, and unfortunately the book is not that you know, authentic, and this causes that when people do not get the answer to the questions, they have to go for finding the answers themselves. People who are connected to the heaven and the godly stories, we have a better resource. So this imperfect script will be reflected in the script. And if you look at the these worlds, I mean, today's movies, they have positive aspects and negative aspects as well. You cannot, you can hardly find a movie whose merits outweigh its demerits, because human's mind is imperfect. But when you refer to a story told by God, then you can't find any imperfection in that, especially if this story is said by our prophets as the most knowledgeable people in the whole history. And if these prophets interpret these stories, naturally this language would be the most impeccable language. Accordingly, the reasons I would go for such stories and Quranic stories, the first one is they are truth, mere truth. They are not lies, they are not imagination. Quranic stories, you know, teach us lessons. When the viewer stands up from the, you know, in front of the television, he or she has understood something and then constructs something inside. The Quranic stories are the interpretations of humans' needs. The points that are mentioned in these stories are actually answering the needs of his age's people. But most of the films you see, just a film, an event is taking place and things like that. And sometimes the misteach, if we ignore them, we can consider it almost useless. It does not have much effect on the viewer. But Quranic stories are different. The guidance to worshiping God, to perfection, to the right path, and the blessings of God are, you know, exist in these stories. But the stories, you know, coming out from my mind do not have these qualities unless I am trained in a very impeccable, you know, school of thought, even though I will not be needless of Quran and Ahl Bayt.
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a short break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. Nader Talibzadeh, you yourself have made a film based on the life of Prophet Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, which was considered a critical success. Would you tell us briefly the challenges and the difficulty that people like yourselves and Mr. Salashur face in dealing with the stories of lives of prophets?
You know, it's a great realm to work in. It's very challenging, and you also, you know, you look forward to an international audience. You aim at a local audience, an audience with the Islamic world, and an audience in the Western world. This is like a revisionism in filmmaking. It's a revisionism in religious filmmaking. So far, we've only had stories by Christian filmmakers, by Jewish filmmakers, about the Old Testament. Now we have a chance to retell these stories that we've been shown through these decades through an Islamic perspective. Iran is, in this way, quite unique. It's the only country in the Islamic world that is producing stories and with this depth and with this expense. Therefore, I think it's one of those things that it's a challenge. It's also a love. As Mr. Salashur was mentioning, his familiarity with the Quran, the fact that he is passionately involved with the ayahs of the Quran, induce him to make a film about the Quran and try to depict it. So it's quite an exciting realm to work in. In my own endeavor, I found it quite exciting. It took me about 9 years to make this series on Jesus. But I look forward to showing it within the Islamic world and in the West, in the Christian world. So it's quite a field to work in, and then look forward in the post-production realm.
Thank you, Nader Talibzadeh. Farajullah Salashur, would you give us some facts and figures regarding this series of yours? The resources, regarding the makeup, regarding the choice of cast, regarding the cost, how much did it cost, and the period it took? Give us some facts and figures, please.
Well, I have to mention, we started in 1379 solar calendar, and we did the research, writing the script, and analyzing the script. It took 4 years. First, we had a 26-27 page plan. And then this turned into a 100-page story, and then 500-page story, and finally a 2,000-page scenario. In all these stages, all were written. We had some consultants, some religious consultants and technical consultants. This was deeply analyzed and corrected so many times, and when fixed, we would go to the next seconds. Based on this, the research we did, we used all interpretations of Shia and Sunni people, Bible, and different novels, and Egypt history resources. We use all these resources, almost about 8,000 pages. We had research, and we had just 400 pages translated into Persian from English, and 1,000 pages from Arabic, resources, and 20 people were consulting the group of the criticizing and analyzing would help us in the collection of the information and editing that. And our pre-production took about 3 months. The first decor we made, we started filming the story, and then the decors were being built, and we were making them in the process, so we did not stop for all the decors to be ready and then start filming that. We had a very exact programming for each decoupage of each scene. We did it before, in one day before that, and at the scene we had no delay. 35,000 square meters we had foreign and international, you know, imported actually decors. We had three cities and Tebs as the center of that then Egypt. Different decors like we had like harbors and castles and prisons. Our, you know, internal decors, we had some 5,000 meters of some of them had two purposes. We actually sew more than 3,000 sets of clothes, and we had 10 trucks of accessories and all those, you know, used in the scene, all those, you know, defense things and like spear and shield and things. We built them ourselves. There was nothing there before that. And many other things, you know, like life, you know, household supplies. And some, yes, we tried to build them, actually make them. In general, our decors, in addition to the costumes and the accessories we used, cost 1,700,000,000 tomans. And this was actually impossible to do that with this kind of budget. It was not enough, actually. All the budget of the series, 7 billion tomans, which, you know, 6,400,000,000, you know, was provided by the TV. And then we got the rest from people's help, actually. We did not get any sponsors to support and to advertise any party, but we got help from people, actually.
Very interesting.
در مورد بازیگرها و انتخاب بازیگرها هم سوال کردید.
Yes.
We
almost had 3,000 different actors, young, old, and we had actors, men and women. We had 3,000 people tested, and among these, you know, we selected 200 people who could talk, actually, actors who could talk in this. And the cast selection was a teamwork. I just consulted many different people. Another characteristic of this series was that in all fields and in all realms I used consultants. And in editing and in making the film, even in the casting selection, in all stages, I actually, the consultants played a constructive role in it.
Thank you. Before I put the next question to Nader Talibzadeh, we're going to take another short break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. Mr. Talibzadeh, by all accounts, the series Yusuf the Prophet and other religious series made in the Islamic Republic, such as the film You Made Yourself regarding Jesus Christ, the series on the life of the first infallible Imam, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the second infallible Imam, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, have been very popular. What do you personally attribute as the reason to the popularity of these films and series?
Well, for one thing, this is unique. You know, in the Arabic countries, Islamic countries, during the month of Ramadan, you have a lot of films, series made on semi-sacred subjects, not sacred subjects. You have a story of the history of Islam and Andalusia, or you have something in the history of the Islamic countries, but nothing pertaining to the prophets. So it's unique to the world, to the Islamic world, to have a country focus upon the prophets. As I said and mentioned before, this is a retelling of the story of the prophets from an Islamic angle. Before we have, for example, we've had the story of Moses, we've had the story of Jesus, we've had the story of Joseph, Noah, in films made by Hollywood, basically. But it's been, I think, basically slanted, biased, and at best, true to the Bible, to the Old Testament and the New Testament. Here we have, the basis is the Quran, and this is quite unique. Today you have a world who is interested in Islam. You have crises like 9/11, which instead of making people more fearful of Islam, have made them more attracted to Islam. The sale of the Holy Quran in America quadrupled after the 9/11 tragic event. There's more interest in what does the Holy Quran say. And one of those areas where it's a new challenge, it's a new field for Islamic filmmakers, is the story of the prophets retold from a completely different angle, and it's a challenge. Now, what we have to do is to break into the Christian world, into the Jewish world, and try to make films that they would be interested, somehow break into the market, break into their television, somehow create an interest so they would watch these films. And this we'll see what will happen in the future in this regard. But there is great interest today. Let me tell you a little story. And a few years ago, I was in Rome attending the Religion Today Film Festival. And after the festival, I met a man who was the producer of all these stories on the prophets, a great man by the name of Ettore Barnabai, who has made stories on at least 10 prophets of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And he told me, is it possible to make a film about the Prophet of Islam? And he was asking whether he could show the face. Is it possible to show the face? And I asked him, why are you interested in this subject? He said, well, I've made stories about every prophet, but this is a challenge, and I would like to make it. Do you have a script? Is there some way to do it? This was very interesting for a man of 85 years of age who was telling me very humbly that he's interested in making a story of the Prophet of Islam, and not from a Christian point of view, but from an Islamic point of view. So you see that today there is we are living in a whole different world. We're living in a world where the President of the United States comes from a father who's Muslim, where there's been a tragic event, but this tragic event has led to more interest in what is this Islam, what is what's behind, what is the real story behind these critical events? The masses in the United States and in the West, despite a campaign to demonize Islam, are interested to know the truth. So here is an opportunity for artists, for filmmakers, to make films and to retell the story in an objective way, in a romantic way, and to reach an audience in the Christian world.
Thank you. Faraj Allah Salashur, give us your views, sir. As far as you're concerned, what made this particular film of yours so popular? And tell us about the feedback you've had, especially from viewers outside Iran. What kind of impact did it make on those? What is the impression that they actually had of the film?
The reason of attracting viewers of this series has some clear reasons. The first one is, you know that each art production has its own audience from all different walks of life. You know, you have one, two, or some groups, but not many cases, you know, all peoples are interested in one product. In Yusuf the Prophet, this was not the case. You know, taken from a 3-year-old child to an Ayatollah, 90-year-old Ayatollah, you know, they had nothing in common, but both they liked Yusuf the Prophet. Men, women, literate, illiterate, you know, all people watched that. Even impious people and pious people, you know, watch this series. This is a reason. This has some reasons. The first reason is it had a good story. It shows that the religious filmmaking opposes not having an authentic and good story. The story is a principle. The second reason was, it was truth. It was not a lie. It was not, you know, oozing out from the minds of the filmmakers. It was rooted in religion. Everything was there was truth. And that was very close to the innate characteristics of human beings. There is no exception. All people, all walks of life, with all different kinds of beliefs, they have clear and clean innate. And this movie concerning being truth and not being a lie, not imaginary, it was, you know, it created connection with the innate of people. And the third reason is the content. People like good content and they connect with it. So the first one is the story, the second one is the truth, and three, a rich content which actually satisfied human spirit. These three factors are the main factors, and we try to add some decors and stuff in the filmmaking to create more attraction, sure. But the feedback, you know, we received in the world and inside Iran, fortunately, it had a very constructive effect. For example, the culture minister of Tajikistan and told us that, you know, our mosques have gone more crowded after this series, and our women are wearing more covering and less scant clothes. And the person in charge of installing the satellites in Tajikistan, they ask us to adjust their satellite dishes towards Iran. And in Iraq, the porno movies and very movies with low quality in terms of moralities, people do not watch, do not follow, and they object to those stories and films in Iraq. Likewise, in Lebanon, in Bahrain, and in different countries, as far as we know, even one of the Quran readers in some countries, you know, many people have turned into Shia after seeing this series. They were interested in actually selecting and taking up Tashayyu as their religion minor. Well, I've heard many people have started praying and even in Annabas, you know, an old man told me, people and the young people didn't used to respect me, and now they do it more and more.
Or,
and the person in charge of answering religious questions, many said, many women have called us and has said, you know, we have made some faults, we have made mistakes, what should we do to repent? Well, these were our purposes, and I'm really interested in knowing what is the assessment of psychologists about the effects and influence of this product and this series on the people. Well, I've heard, you know, one or two that they said it was positive, but I needed more information.
Very interesting. Thank you, sir. Now, the Talib Zadeh, we've got just over 2 minutes, sir. You talked of your trip to Italy. I heard it on the news that you'll be going to Vatican in the next month or so. You've been invited to attend debates in Pontifical University and discuss the films you made, the particular film you made, Jesus Christ. In 2 minutes, tell us about the importance of these kind of films, religious films, in facilitating interfaith dialogue, sir.
Yeah, you know, so far we've had conferences where they talk about interfaith, but I don't think it's very concrete. I don't think it's very on the ground. Showing a film and making a film, you have to show exactly what happened. And a lot of people in the world, especially in the West, are very interested to know how a Muslim, based on the Quran, as Mr. Salashur was mentioning, based on the Quran, it's a true story, it's based on the verses there. How would they depict it? In this case, where we're showing parts of the film about Jesus, in the Vatican, we have a lot of audience, who are academic audience, from the Catholic University in Rome, who want to see how we look at Jesus. How does the Muslim world regard Isa, alayhi salam? How do we... what is mentioned in the Quran that is not mentioned in the Bible? What is stressed in the Quran that is not mentioned in the Bible? So this is a true, a real interfaith dialogue, where once the conference is finished, once you have shown the scenes and you've talked about the scenes, they really know what is the difference, and they really know, I think they would respect much more a Muslim's view, the Islamic world's view, once they actually see it depicted picture of the action of what is mentioned in the Old Testament and in the New Testament and in the Quran. It's an opportunity to compare like never before. So this is why I think we have to look forward and move into the interfaith realm and try to reach out to the people of the book. This is a whole new field.
Thank you, sir. Well, on that note, it's time to bring this edition of Spectrum Iran to an end. Special thanks to both our guests for bringing insight to our program. Joining us on the phone was Mr. Nader Talibzadeh, filmmaker and critic. Nader Talibzadeh, it was a pleasure to have you join our program, sir.
Thank you so much. It was a great talk to you.
It was a pleasure. Special thanks to the filmmaker of the series of Prophet Yusuf, as narrated in the Holy Quran, Mr. Farajullah Salashur. Mr. Salashur, it was a pleasure to have you join our program as well, sir.
Yes, for it.
ممنونم.
And thanks very much indeed. And thanks for giving me the time to talk to my respectful viewers of Sahar.
Thank you, sir. That's a wrap for this edition of Spectrum Iran. Thanks to our viewers for staying tuned. If you'd like to make any comments or suggestions, send us your short text messages on 0046-7301-2091. Alternatively, you can email us at sahartv@irib.ir. Don't forget you can watch our programs online at http://sctv.irib.ir. Good night and God bless.